Public Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. It's what is it? It's February. I know that. Ran out of January. It was kind of like running out of coffee, or well, maybe it was like running out of donuts. It's February 4th, 2018. The year is nearly over. You know, as you can tell by the speed of January, we'll be on to 2019. What kind of crazy stuff is that going to hold for us? This world looks weirder and weirder every day. But before I go on with that, let's go ahead and let's go to the guys and see what's going on, and then we'll get this show started. Hey Alan, I hear you're on the line. Can I hear you?
I am here this morning. How are you this morning, Steve?
Oh, I'm trying to figure it out, drinking my coffee, waiting for, well, I don't know, waiting to get up to speed. So, let's see, testing, 1, 2, Jimmy. Jimmy, are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, that's good. It's very, you know, at least you know where you are. You know, a lot
yes,
of people don't.
Yes, and I don't know how to act. I actually had some off-air, off-grid, off-task social time yesterday, and I'm trying to get the grin off my face.
Oh, that's good. It's always good to get away and leave the keyboard, leave the studio, and go do personal stuff. Because, you know, that's kind of what, though, if you're all in the fight, then there's really nothing out there. You know, you got to remember life. Life is kind of important. At least I think. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, that's why, like I said, I like to leave all the accoutrements of the electronic age, even the little ones that I, the few that I have, and go out in the pasture and play around, yeah.
I didn't know if I was over at your place this morning as I looked out the back of my window. You know, we had this fog stuff that rolled in, and I saw some hunches, right, like humps out there, and going, whoa, that's not normal terrain. And so amidst the fog was a whole bunch of deer. I'm going, oh, this is great. You know, what am I going to do with them? Well, you're going to look at them because it's through a window and, you know, it's not deer season. And, but it was just kind of nice. And then I saw some chickens go by and I go, all I need is rabbits and maybe a big yeller dog. But, hey, I don't need a dog. That's just a lot of work. But I felt like I was back at your place.
Yeah, it's kind of nice having that one with the orange collar running around.
Yeah,
except when she gets real demanding, and you know, she stands outside the window and screams at me.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hey, you know, I thought about going out there. I'm like, I'll buy a bag of corn, and I'll, you know, throw the corn back at my place, just like all you, you know, real time, whatever you are. You know, you throw out corn to the dirt, come up and stuff. But I don't know, man. I think that that's just like asking them to come way too close to the highway and trying to train them that way. I don't think it's a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, you're far enough away. If they're going to be on the highway, it's not going to be your fault. You know, you're, what, quarter mile off the highway?
Yeah,
it's those people that have houses right by the road that feed them that, yeah, that make the hazards.
All right. So what do you got going on there, Jimmy? You went to a cigar festival yesterday. Did anything happen there? You just got to get out and ruffle your feathers, loosen your feathers, flap your feathers.
I loosened my feathers. They were just a big crowd of patriotic, you know, Dave Cigar Dave's an alpha male. It does an alpha male show on Saturdays between 12 and 2 p.m., and he's based right here in Tampa, so he's an arm's length acquaintance. Got a chance to get up inside some little private jets and inside a couple of new twin prop four-seaters. And he holds this event in a private, in a big private hangar at a on the one edge of the Tampa International Airport. So it was just absolutely cool. The food was great. The people were great. The scenery was great. And yeah, it was just a nice chance to, you know, there was some talk, you know, on topics that we discuss here. But for the most part, it was just a fun day. I was with my business partner and his son. And Tom came over in the Lotus, and so, you know, I got to be a big shot for a couple hours. And he came by and picked me up in the Lotus, and it's about a 15-20 minute trip over to the airport. And it's all interstate, so we had a fun time going over in what I call the race car and coming back. And it was just absolutely a therapeutic day to get away from all this, but I can't do it too much or I'll never come back, and we've got work to do, you know. But Alan, I did quote you yesterday. You know, when we were talking, I said Alan's a guest on some of the shows we do, and I said, you know, his philosophy is everything's okay, the system's working as planned, and these people took pause, but they got it. Because I agree with you, sir. Yeah.
If you really stop and think about it and look at what's gone on over time, it's pretty much working the way way it was designed to. You know, we're not trained to think that way. You know, we're trained to think that, oh, it's all here for our good and our benefit. But if you really sit back and look, it's for just the benefit of a few, and it's pretty much on track.
Well, if it were not working to plan, then we would see some indictments, and we would see our female friend probably well in jail by now, or at least, you know, in some kind of public trials. But yeah, so you were mentioned in Tampa at the festival, Alan.
Yeah, amongst the Lotus people, and those aren't the Hare Krishnas at the airport,
or the flower heads, right? You know, I like Lotus flowers. Yeah, I roll them in batter and deep fry them.
Hi, I'd like you to have this flour.
Give me money. Hey, I too got out yesterday, and that was kind of funny, and I'll share a little bit about that. Woke up in the morning, and I started up my little Toyota car filled with tools and rambling and garbage and installation gear and broken headlights and dented and dinged in, you know, panels. And I drove down to a coffee shop where, you know, I pulled into the parking lot, and smoke proceeded to come out of my hood like it usually does lately since I left the oil-filled cap off. It wasn't a fire, but it kind of looks like a fire sometimes. So I call that the smoker. And I was going to the coffee shop to do a door-knocking event. Now, I haven't knocked on doors and do the political thing for, wow, it's got to be over 10 years, you know, 10, 12 years since I was doing a Ron Paul thing. Got my Ron Paul stuff, go over there, knock, 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 Ron Paul, right, come on, freedom, liberty, you know, and that was really, really easy to do for me, the Ron Paul thing, you know, because maybe it was just when I was coming to consciousness of, you know, well, you know, maybe we should stop fighting them over there, you know, so they don't attack us here, right? And all these concepts that Ron Paul gave me made it very easy to walk to a stranger's house and go knock, 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 and do that. But I, you know, I had initially signed up to be a driver, and I ended up going along and doing some door knocking, and then we did block walking, you know, the traditional stuff. And, you know, the funniest thing is always that first door. It's always the first door. Because I go over to the first door, and I had, you know, there was a big bunch of people, and they paired me up with this young feller. And, you know, he was kind of, well, he worked at McDonald's, and he wanted to come along to support Susan Danzler, as did I. And so we're sitting there together. We're going, okay, what are we going to get, man? Okay, I don't know. We walk to the door and ding, 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 ding. Okay. He opens the door. and I freeze. Oh, yeah, I felt my chest. It just tightened in. And I started to talk. Hi, my name is Steve O'Brien. And, oh, I was pathetic. I knew I was pathetic. He knew I was pathetic. Even the kid from McDonald's knew I was pathetic. But he sat there and he listened to me. And then when I was done being pathetic, he goes, well, I appreciate you coming out here. You know, I know all the county commissioners. They're friends of mine. And I go, oh? And he goes, yeah.
Ruh-roh.
And I go, well, then you know what they're doing at city council meetings. And he goes, yeah, we talk. And I go, that's a shame that I don't know and I can't find out. Can only their friends find out? Don't you think that transparency in government is important? Have you ever gone to the website and taken a look? Maybe you need to have a conversation with your friends and say, we should probably share some of this with the public. You know, that's kind of important. He goes, yeah, you know, you're right. He says, I never really thought about what everybody else saw. And I go, you need to take a look at Susan Danzler, right? Because she's going to win, and she's going to be your next representative. And at that time, after he went down on me and told me that he was friends with them, you know, all of a sudden that it just loosened up. And I was able to land the ship. And we had a nice conversation, you know, after my initial freak out moment. And I don't know where that comes from. But it is one of those things, Alan, where this small community called Fredericksburg, everybody kind of knows everybody. And it's a scary view of humanity when you're trying to go to communicate to your neighbors and you're wanting to say something to them during political season. And these people will actively run away from you, right? They're, I do not want to hear about nothing. Already know. Bye. And you're going, whoa, I got it. That's why we're in trouble. You're not willing to even pay attention. So that was my day. I didn't have any jets or hangers or lotuses. I did have the smoker, right? You know, the little clunker car. You know, it's like, and Alan knows what the dang thing looks like. It's a crazy hoopty, you know. But I had fun, you know. We did that for like We did that for a long time, and met a lot of people, and I'm better for it now. And I think Fredericksburg may do better for it. But
were you all maybe Were you in town, or were you out driving the county roads out here?
No, we stayed in town. We stayed in town, and we had sheets that we were going off of, and we put out some signs. You know, that was cool. And there was some wonderful people that we met. There's some strange ones, man. You know, I hate to say it, but the old memes, they stand clear. We walked up to this one house, and it was just beautiful. We walk up, and you know, the McDonald's kid that I was with, he was sitting there going, he's all, hey, look at that. And he points to a sign, and it says, beware of pugs. And then he's all in that. And there's a little picture of a pug. And there's a pug on the door. And then there's a statue of a pug. And he goes, you think she likes pugs? Like laughing. Knock, knock, knock. And oh, you think that's a pug? Interesting. And she opens the door, and wow, she looked like a pug, and she raised her finger at us, and she waved it back and fro, and then closed the door. We just looked at each other going, whoa, what the hell's wrong with this world? I don't know, Alan.
Well, you know, over the course of time, and you've probably heard this, you guys, many times the owner looks like the dog or the dog looks like the owner.
Ooh, you're a lab, Alan.
Hey, well, that's fine with me because, you know, when he's in the truck in town with me, everyone wants to come up and pet him. Oh, what a good-looking dog. Can I pet him? Is he friendly?
Yeah,
so for me, that's good. I would not mind being called a lab.
Yeah. So, okay. So on to life and everything. Well, back to business. Even though that was business, that's really important business where I'm coming from. And I'll tell you a few things, folks out there. I don't know. Is anything really important? You know, our city council, you know, in Fredericksburg, Texas, is a panel of what they call Democrats. They might have Republican on them, but they're tax and spenders, right? And they hit you from the left, they hit you from the right, and they justify, you know, raising it 1 cent here, 3 cents there, and they just continue to do this. Borrowing money, that's first nature. And how do you get control of that? You know, the people want to close the door in your face. You tell them what's going on. They see what's going on, but they can't really get it because they still fall for it's for the children. You can have some of your best friends fall for the statement, it's for the children. And yes, maybe that things are good for the children, but that doesn't mean that we have to be opulent in our spending, borrowing instead of saving and building, or just build on our own. If it's that dang important, we do have the horsepower to do it. And there's plenty of people that can volunteer for projects, you know, here in Fredericksburg. Our latest nightmare was about a $20 million soccer and baseball field extravaganza, I guess is lack of a better term, and the voters got out there and they said no. Well, the city had already borrowed $3.5 million to purchase this chunk of land, and during the city council meeting where they actually decided that they were going to do that, one person got up from the audience and said, well, maybe you want to just put that to a vote. And the mayor, right, she goes, well, we don't have to. We can borrow that much. We can float that bond. And he's going, no, but maybe you got to figure out if everybody in Fredericksburg wants this. Oh, they do want it. You know, it's for the children. Okay. Got that audio here. If anybody wants to question what actually happened, you know, I remember going, I didn't realize how big of a stink that was going to be when it happened. That's why it's neat to have archives and transparency. And I'll give Fredericksburg, Texas, this. The city has an archive, and it's available. The county, oh, wow, this is cute. You'll love this. The county hasn't updated its archives or done any archives for 16 months. I'm sorry, yeah, it's 16 months. It's like a year and a half almost. And so the company that manages the archive hasn't done anything, and the council members haven't done anything. And we just found out last week that it's okay because, well, the council is doing the minimum requirements required by law, so they're not required to put out anything about what they're doing. And you can go get it, but you have to literally go down there and ask them for the particular event, the notes for this, and then they'll get back to you and get you your stuff if they find it. So you got two different standards. And do we fight to become more transparent, even if they don't want it? No, because the growth of, apathy, and it's got to be apathy or distraction. It's got to stop somehow.
It's induced apathy, though, Steve, because Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, whatever you want to call it, is entrenched very, very deeply in this area. I can remember when I first moved back down here, I noticed that one of the first things I noticed was, and this was before they started going up everywhere else, is there was cameras on all the light posts in town, all the stoplights in town. I remember that. This was like a test bed for those things. And I'll talk. I want to say a little bit more after the break about what else we got going on here.
Stir. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A lot better when you try to come back from break with the mute thingy, you know, off. Huh. I don't know. Republic of Texas Radio. We were just talking a little bit about Fredericksburg and, you know, local politics, that you don't have to apply our world of Fredericksburg to, you know, and just see it. You can really take a look at your own city. It's got its own set of problems and, you know, wonderfulness. And Alan was talking about United Nations Agenda 21 and how deeply it's been overlaid on our local government. Do you want to continue there, Alan?
Yeah. I was listening to another show yesterday and heard someone else talking about the Dark Skies Initiative. And they were talking about it going in over there, like Northern California and, you know, Oregon area. And I had to call back and say, hey, you know, I clipped from the newspaper several months ago that we had the Dark Skies Initiative coming into our three-county area here. There's a guy who owns an observatory, his own little private observatory, about halfway between Fredericksburg and Llano out here, out 2323. And he's the one ramrodding this whole thing. And lo and behold, this Llano and Mason and Gillespie County, Tri-County area, will be the nation's first dark sky preserve. which means they're going to try to cut down light pollution. So this is just going to be more and more restriction. It's just more and more, oh, well, that's not going to bother me. It's like I've already got my lights, they're grandfathered in or whatever.
So can you repeat that, Alan? What? We're going to be the what? Who?
The Dark Skies Preserve.
Okay.
They're calling it the Dark Skies Preserve, which they're going to limit people's light emissions because it's ruining the night sky.
Yeah, and that's a hard one, right? Because they, you know, all the cities do. You know, I can see San Antonio from a lot of different locations around Gillespie County. You know, well, not in Gillespie County, but, you know, as we traverse the other counties.
Right. Well, and there is a need for it. You know, I can remember Steve as a kid coming out here, you know, and you'd get up on a higher point, you could look out across the hills, and it was virtually black. You know, now with everyone moving in from the cities, you know, from all these different places, moving into our quaint little community, for some reason, everyone has to have a mercury vapor light now on 20, you know, all night long at their place. So you look out across the hills now, and all it is lights out there. I mean, it looks like, you know, it's the urban sprawl, basically. And, yeah, granted, there is, I guess, a need for it if you want to, like, look at the sky at night through your telescope, your private telescope, but, other than that, it's, you know, it's not us to blame. It's, like I said, there's a plan. I see for years I've been asking, why are all these millionaires moving here? What is the draw? You know, we don't have ski slopes. We don't have the ocean. We don't have anything except for baubles. And I heard someone explaining the other day, once again, talking about it. And I was like, I called you up. I was like, Steve, this could be us talking. This is exactly what's going on in Gillespie County, what I've been talking about. I've been asking a question. Why in the hell are they all moving here? They're getting some kind of tax incentives or some kind of tax breaks or something. This is all a planned that they move. All these people with all this money, you know, that crap $100 bills, you know, don't even have to use toilet paper. And for some reason, they're all moving in here and they're buying up all this agricultural land, and then they high fence it and they build their McMansions on it with their own, you know, gated community. And it's not the country anymore. Now it's all just privately held little playgrounds for, you know, a couple of weekends a year. It's a tax write-off for a lot of these people. So it's very insidious what's being done here. And, of course, they're waving money all over the place. So the county commissioners, oh, I'm sure they love it. I'm sure there's a little bit more than their $51,000 a year salary going under the table. But, you know, it's just all this incremental, this slow creep. And people don't realize what's going on until, like I said, people think I'm kidding when it's like, well, you're going to go outside and light your cigarette at night with your Bic lighter, and you'll have a SWAT team called in on you. You know, that's to the point of ridiculous, but that's to the point of what a bureaucracy will do, because it's got to keep continuing to get more oppressive, because it's got to show that there's a need for itself. And it will eventually come down to they'll be watching everything. If they see you flick a Bic light at night, oh, you're ruining the night sky. The guy over there with the telescope can't see the stars now. It will get that ridiculous.
It might. I don't know. I guess we're going to find out in the next coming months, weeks, years, something like that. It is fascinating. What do you think, Jimmy? Are you going to be you're going to be a waiting until after the break, because we're going to commercial. This is Republic of Texas Radio. That was Jimmy, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back. I don't think I'm on here. Maybe I am. Well, let's find out. Republic of Texas Radio, am I on mute, Jimmy, or can you hear me?
I can, and as we discussed on another show last week, and I've discussed here many times, there's an organization that many people don't know about by the name of ICLEI. And ICLEI is a company that comes into a county and says, hey, I can help you run your county more efficiently, and you know, we have all these professionals, and yada, yada, yada. Well, really, at the end of the exercise, what they do is they come in, and you might think that you've elected some good people to your county commission or your county council, but at the end of the day, they're following the guidance and direction of ICLEI. So it would be interesting, Alan and Steve, if you would find out if ICLEI is involved. And then to the end of people coming and setting up McMansions and building sports arenas, you know, we just put another $10 million or something in Tampa Stadium. The taxpayer pays that. We put the sports authority in charge, and then we get manhandled trying to get in and out of the very venue that we built or paid to have built. and we pay $16 for a 12-ounce glass of bacteria-laced beer. But Alan and Steve, I recommend you go and look into and see if Ickley is involved. And these McMansions are being built probably as second homes as a write-off. And you can bet that there's some money flying around under the table in that, because that happens a lot here in Orlando around the Disney, you know, the Disney mess.
Alan, do you want to field that?
Those are public-private partnerships, like where you pay the public pays to help have the stadium built, and then all the profits go to the private team owners. Yeah, that's called a public-private partnership. That's exactly what they do.
Well, that's a fair and balanced business arrangement, right?
Fair and balanced.
Yeah. And Ickley, yeah, Steve, you want to go on this one with Nancy Battle? Or we know Ickley's here.
Go ahead. Yeah, we know Ickley's here. Nancy already sealed that 6 years ago, 7 years ago. You know, and no, we don't have any good people elected to city council or county commissioner court. I had to make that perfectly clear. That, and I'm speaking for me when I'm talking about my impression of the city council and the county commissioners, because they haven't showed it. They haven't showed that they have the ability to, well, not spend, get things done that are need to be done. And first of all, the transparency issue is huge. We still have problems within our local government that it's acceptable for the, in the city arena, the city will run off and do a private retreat and to address issues because they can't be addressed in public. And I, you know, why?
Hey, Steve,
why?
One more thing to look into.
Why? Because, you know, they when you do things behind closed doors, there's a problem. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, look into your county charter, and I know this is happening here.
Oh.
These commissioners are supposed to be bonded, and they are getting away with sneaking into office without any type of a surety bond, which to me makes them, you know, if that's a requirement, then they are in that seat masquerading as a public official when they haven't met the criteria to be so. I don't know if that's going on
but it certainly is. A lot of people go those routes, Jimmy, and we did go that route about 6-7 years ago, and, you know, checking out this and that, whatever, maybe we can get them. These guys are entrenched, and they don't play by the rules, you know. They're like the federal agencies where they can, nobody cares. They play by their rules, whatever they want them to be. The American Planning Association is over here Delphi-ing people, creating content for various distributions, communicating the, well, communitarian agenda on everybody, right? Saying
well, expound on Delphi, community. Because that's another thing, you know. We're going to build this stadium. Now, do you want the walls and the restrooms painted red or blue? You see what I mean? In other words, they make you think through the Delphi technique that it's your idea. And if you say, well, I want them painted yellow, then they'll eloquently tell you that, well, that's not an option.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean by the Delphi technique?
Go ahead, Alan.
Delphi, they will bring a group of people together, city, county employees, whoever it happens to be. They will sit them down in a large group. They will discuss something and, you know, bring up subject. Well, we've got a problem, and we need to, maybe y'all can help us solve this. And they will divide you off into smaller groups, and you'll go off, and you'll have a facilitator in each one of those groups. And they'll you know, ask for suggestions. You know, hey, you know, Jimmy, what do you think over there? Hey, little Sally, what do you think over there? Any ideas? You know, and they'll take them, well, those are really good, but how about this one? You know, and they'll present an idea that they kind of, you know, has been pre-prepared, and get everyone to come around. Well, don't you think we should come to a consensus? Don't you think that this is the one that we ought to present to the larger group? And get everyone to agree, then they'll go back out, and instead of that, the facilitator doing, a lot of times they will try to get, you know, one of the people who don't know what's going on, like, Jimmy, why don't you get up, you know, present our idea to the larger group, you know? And so they make you feel like you've got some input. You know, you're kind of a power person. You know, they're actually listening to me at corporate, you know. And then they'll throw these around, and they'll well, maybe this, maybe that, and they'll come up with, well, what about this one? No, don't you, this sounds like a really good one. I think this might solve our problem. And if we do this, that was a good idea you had, Jimmy, and Sally, you had a good one over there, you know. But what about this one? You know, this and this, blah, blah, blah. They'll tell you about it. And it's like, don't you think that sounds, you know, the best of all? It kind of incorporates what you were talking about, Jimmy. But, you know, it's this and this because we know a little bit more what accounting can do and what they can't, whatever. And why don't we present this one? We really appreciate it, guys, you know. And they make you feel like you've actually got some kind of input when it's come out to a predetermined outcome that they wanted, that they knew was going to happen all along. And it's just mind control. They make you feel. And I had it done to me, and it's very effective if you're just, you know, someone who doesn't, you know, trying to move up the corporate ladder. They see possibilities in you, so they send you to management training class or something. And they basically, that's the indoctrination level. Then there are different levels of this, I'll put it nicely, mind screwing. You know, it's, and this is what the technocracy does. It's just different levels of mind screwing. They all try to slap each other on the back, give each other's medals and awards, make themselves feel important amongst themselves. And they create this really strong peer group of the technocrats, the experts. You know, well, most right. experts agree, and it's just, and they do this with accounting employees and city employees.
And it works.
The planning
so much
association
better.
Comes in. You know, they teach you how to basically to the media and to the public, just lie straight out to them with a smile on your face and make you think that you're telling them the truth and you're really doing them a favor.
And it works much better than to get, let's say, 50 people into a room and tell them the direction you're going to go. You know, you get 50 people in the room, you take small groups of 10 with 10 facilitators, bump steer all of those 10 groups, you know, mm-hmm. to an outcome, and then, you know, pick a face man for each one of the groups, the non-facilitator. They come forward. Now everybody feels that they participated, and they all know why they agreed on what they were the one main group that's manipulating the whole dang thing wants, and then they go home and they sell it to their friends and families. Now you got 50 echo birds that think that they were involved with the solution, and we must have this solution, but they were dupes. And so it's
I tell the story about my friend that came from Arkansas down here, worked for a gas company, you know, and he went to these meetings in San Antonio. And after his meetings were over, he stopped there and stayed a weekend with me before he went back up to Arkansas. And we're sitting here talking. I said, let me tell you what happened in your meeting in San Antonio. And I proceeded to tell the Delphi story. And he was kind of looking around the room. He goes, how did you know? He said, did y'all have cameras in there or something? How do you know what went on? Because I was exactly right. I said, well, was that pretty much the process? And he goes, yeah. And I said, because it's Delphi. It's what they do. It's very effective. He goes, wow. He said, that was good. He said, man, they made everyone feel like they was impotent, you know? And, yeah, it's very effective, and it just stunned him, you know, and he started looking at things after that, and he didn't work for the gas company for too much longer after that, but...
I don't know. Is that the same way you see it, Jimmy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's and, you know, people... When we stand up and speak up over the years here, people would get the attitude that we're troublemakers. But at the end of the day, if they really would take the time to listen to us, just like your example of your first door knock yesterday, Steve, you know, you were able to, and sometimes a polished, rehearsed conversation is meaningless, and it sounds like you had a good, solid neighbor-to-neighbor conversation with this person, but you know, when you start saying, did you know that this and did you know that, people look at us like we're just nonconformists, which really I consider myself to be a nonconformist to a plan or event that I do not agree with. Now, that doesn't make it right, but that doesn't make me, you know, you know people that are always going to disagree with you. You know, the sky is green and the grass is blue type of people. But I agree, and it's all psychological. It's another psyop, ICLEI and the Delphi technique, and you know, and that's what frosts my rockets is. I don't like to be duped. I don't like to be swayed into something with the silk tongue. I'm more of a look at the facts. You can discuss it and try to convince me it's good for the community, but don't lay your Dr. Phil crap on me.
Yeah, folks, anytime you hear the word facilitator, consensus, or sustainability, you're being Bill Biden screwed with, and your mind's being twisted and turned into a direction that they intended and they know that they can get if you're not aware of what's going on. It's very effective, you know, that they pluck on our heartstrings. It's for the chillins, or you know, various other things. They know what makes us tick. They know what kind of heartstrings. You know, Fluffy the cat stuck in a storm drain. More at 10.
And the more that you actually understand this, and when you find yourself in the next Delphi type situation, the more you're able to counter it, and that makes you kind of dangerous, because when you get stuck in that group of 10 with your facilitator, and he starts steering the conversation, you know, well, that's not a way you need to go. And you got to look at the problem more, you know, solid and start saying, no, that's not right. But the facilitator takes on the air of a authority figure. So most people cow down to all authority figures, right? You know, well, he must
be smart. You want to know a good example of that, Steve? Go look at the initial presentation to the counties with the fat ass that for Jade Helm. Remember those videos where he was going to the counties and mayors and you know, asking quote unquote permission to do these exercises, but he's up there selling it. Oh, we'll be clearly marked, and you'll know. You know, and some of my people, you won't even know. They'll blend in the community. I mean, that was a classic example of Delphi.
Yeah, I can't remember that far back, but it was an amazing thing. You know, and it must be kind of difficult being a county commissioner or a city council person. You have to make a whole bunch of decisions. And hopefully your head is in the right mind frame. But it's kind of hard to actually get it that way with so many different external organizations and, well, public-private partnerships. Once they get into these private partnerships, some of them they can't even get out of. You know, it takes like an act of God to get them out. And, yeah, it's
a lot of money.
Well, let's picture
money
this.
Flowing.
Let's picture you, me, and Alan, Steve. Steve, Alan, and Jimmy on a council. And Alan is the level-headed, do-right-for-the-community guy, but Steve and I have these backroom deals with all this other stuff. So now we're going to be in fighting amongst ourselves because we don't want Alan to know about our backroom hush money deal. So now we have infighting in the very committee or council that the people have elected to voice their voices. I mean, this is so obscene, egregious. And I got into it with somebody on, I forget, it was some YouTube video. Well, you know, the government is here to make choices on your behalf, and you don't understand how government works. And no, they're not here to make any decisions on my behalf. They are here to funnel the voice and the wishes of the community into their legislation. And see, that's where I don't know if it's a lack of education or it's programming through the educational process, which is really my assumption. But these people actually think that we are just here to cause trouble. And that's what just causes me to shake my head to where I need to get a neck brace.
You know, I don't know whether to keep on this thread or move on. So I'll keep on this thread for a moment.
Let's go out there real quick. What ICLEI stands for, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, is what it is.
Right.
So it's an international council that comes
into
your local area to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah. Oh no, they tell you how to live their lives, and you know there was a meeting in town where you know one of the local politicians was. Talking to a bunch of I don't know, I guess they feel that they're important to the sheriff and, you know, some principals and some other folks, right, that are high up in the manipulation game. And they were discussing the panel of, well, how are we going to handle drugs? What are we going to do about this drug epidemic? And, you know, they go on and they talk to all the different people, and they talk to the sheriff, and the sheriff goes, well, we need to make more arrests. We just need to, you know, get these people and, you know, put them in jail. And we just got to crack down on them. Okay. And then you go over to the schools, and the schools go, yeah, we need to arrest more people. And go over to this other expert, and they're like, they need to do hard time now. We need to build prisons. We need to build lots of prisons. We can't be shutting these things down. We got to give them 5 years hard time right now. Let's go. Let's go. They did the whole Republican, you know, Ronald Reagan war on drugs just to the T. But they all disagreed on, you know, the kind of ways to do it. But they did come together and figure out the person that's to blame for this entire situation was the parents, the people that were at home. And when I heard that, I kind of got livid. Because here in, well, Gillespie County, a school kid gets up at 7 o'clock in the morning and doesn't get home until 4, 5 o'clock at night. And then they blame the parents for the 4-5 hours they have with their child. Huh. Yeah, that's government. Blame the parents. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I guess we're back, Republic of Texas Radio. You know, we've been talking a lot about local politics and, you know, United Nations Agenda 21 and governments, and I just started getting into the war on drugs, and, well, it came up a couple times, you know, yesterday, you know, with conversations with different people. And, you know, like I was saying, the panel that got up there and posed the old ideas, the failed ideas on how to actually manage, you know, the rampant drug usage, should we call it, you know, they haven't worked. They won't work now. They won't work again. They never did work, right? So what do we actually do? We have to go to the root of the problem, and that means thinking differently. And that's not, you know, going into a room with Delphi Technique folks and having them make a whole bunch of people agree that we need more prisons and tougher jail times. Here in Texas, all jails are private jails and or private prisons, and so it's for profit, right? You know, hey, everybody likes profit, right? You know, go to jail, make socks or something. But that doesn't work on if you actually want to solve the problem. So you have to think outside the box, but nobody can even fathom what outside box is in that case. Personal responsibility, how does that work? You know, I sitting there talking to some staunch, you know, conservatives, and they didn't even fathom the idea of personal responsibility. When I put my idea forth, right, just legalize everything. Legalize it all. Just let the cards fly, man. You know, we'll put your pharmaceuticals on the shelf, and they can choose to pick tobacco or whatever they want, and they can take these drugs, you know, if they want to get whatever benefit that the manufacturer says on TV, just go medicate themselves. You know, everything would change when we put society in charge of policing itself instead of the government's. You know, man, I have this one link that I found about, and it's a link to a YouTube channel. I found it probably about 6 months ago, and it's eerie. It's rather strange. And last night I had a friend over the house, and they were talking about their time where they left Fredericksburg and moved to Washington. Right, you know, damn Fredericksburg, I want to get out of this place. I'm going somewhere that's better. Washington's better. Well, okay, gone. Drove to Washington. Get to Washington. Got to get a job. Okay, got a job. That's great. Okay, making $18 an hour, but the housing costs are high. Oh, that's okay, because you can get a food card with $18 an hour, but the rest of your money goes to rent. Okay, so you have nothing. And all the people are kind of gimmies, and it was very hard for them. You know, and so they were tooling around Washington, trying to stay afloat as they got into one bad deal for housing after the other. You know, how many people can rent a room from a property owner, just find out that the person didn't really even own the dang place, and then, you know, be kicked out, you know, a week later after paying their rent? It's kind of like, oh, man. So my friends
ended
up. That's
a big deal here.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah, well, what people are doing here and all over the country, they're squatting in foreclosed homes, renting them out to unsuspecting people, taking the deposits, and
It's scary. There's going to be more. Hey, hang on. Going into hour two. Be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.